Greetings in Jesus' name. This is Brother John again this morning. This week we have looked at six different subjects that God says are a must in our life. And this morning we will take a look at another one. And this one is in John chapter 3, verse 30. There are two musts in this verse. It's a small verse, but it says, "He must increase, but I must decrease." This is John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness here, and he is pointing people to Christ. And he's telling them, "He must increase, but I must decrease." So here we have the two musts again for today. Notice I here. We live in a world today where a lot of emphasis is on I. People think a lot about I. I is on the throne. I. It's about I. Everything is about I. People love to talk about themselves. They love to talk about I. But notice what John the Baptist says. He says, "I must decrease." This is what Paul says about I, or himself, in Galatians 2:20. He says, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." When someone was crucified, they died. And Paul is saying here in this verse, "I am crucified. I has been crucified." And if we want Jesus Christ to increase in our life, I must be dethroned. I must be crucified. And John said, "He, Jesus, must increase." This increase means to grow. When Jesus was 12 years old, his parents took him to the Passover in Jerusalem, and when they were ready to go home, they left, assuming that he was with his friends, assuming that he was in the group. But a day or so in their journey, they discovered that he was not with the group, and so they went back to look for him, and they found him conversing with the teachers, with the rabbis, and they got him and they took him home. And in Luke chapter 2, verse 51-52, and it says, "He," Jesus, "went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man." Jesus increased or grew. And our verse says here, "He must increase." Is Jesus increasing in your life, or are you growing? The key to him increasing in our lives is to be subject unto him. Notice here that he was subject unto his parents. And if we want to increase in him, we must be subject to him. I can no longer be on the throne. I needs to decrease. We need to be subject to him, just as Jesus was subject to his parents. And because he was subject, he increased in stature and wisdom and in favor with God and man. And so our scripture says it's a must for him to increase in our lives, or that we grow in him. In 1 Peter 2:2, it says, "As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so, ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious." You take a baby, for example. A healthy baby, when it is hungry, if it's a normal baby, it is hungry and it is continually crying for its mother's milk. And it says, "As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word." And we all know that we get concerned if a baby is not crying for its mother's milk or if it's not hungry. We know something is wrong. And what happens when this baby is continually desiring its mother's milk? It is growing. It is increasing in size, and it is growing. And in the same way, it is a must for Jesus Christ to daily increase in our lives. 2 Peter 3:18 says, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." In 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, Paul, he is excited how Jesus is increasing in the brethren at Thessalonica. He says in verse 3, "We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth." Notice, he says, because that your faith groweth exceedingly. Jesus Christ was increasing in the brethren at Thessalonica, and Paul was excited. He was encouraged by it. And so it is a must that he must increase in our lives, and I must decrease. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17 through 18, it says, "Now the Lord is a spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord." Now that word glass actually means mirror. The Bible, the Word of God, is the mirror. And as we look into it and read it and let it change us, Jesus Christ is increased in us as the Word becomes flesh. Notice it says that we are changed into the same image from glory to glory. There's an increase there. Is the glory of Jesus Christ being reflected from your life? Is he being increased? Are you becoming more and more like Christ, being sanctified by the Word? In the John chapter 1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God." Now we jump down to verse 14. It says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." As we look into the Word and let the Word be a mirror, let the Bible be a mirror to you, the Word becomes flesh as it's lived out in our lives. You know, it says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us." You know, Jesus Christ today wants to increase our life, increase in our life, and wants the Word to become flesh in us as we go about our daily life. And he said in John chapter 5, "Except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you." And so we see it's important that he must increase. As we read the Word and eat of it and drink of it and participate of it and take it in and let it become flesh, we are changed from glory to glory, and Jesus Christ is glorified by our lives. And we can say with Paul in Galatians 2:20, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." In Mark chapter 4, Jesus says these words. He says, "If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And he said unto them, Take heed what ye hear. With what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear shall more be given." Notice that. It says, "Unto you that hear shall more be given." You know, that means he is going to increase. And then notice verse 25. For he that hath, to him shall be given, and he that hath not, from him shall be taken, even that which he hath. So if a person is not increasing, he's not hearing, there's not more going to be given to him, but it says it's going to be taken away, even that what he seemeth to have. And so Jesus says, or John the Baptist says, it is a must that Jesus Christ increases in our life. Remember, it is a must. And so, God bless you. Let's close with prayer. Father in heaven, I do pray that each one of them who listens to this message today, Lord, that they would take these musts serious, Lord. And I pray this for myself also, Lord. I have need of you to increase in my life. And I pray, Lord, that you would just change each one of us. Lord, that the Lord Jesus Christ and his word would become flesh in us. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening to Daily Inspirations, and may God bless you.